This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Tuesday, April 19, 2022, Montana reports 273,287 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 91 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 22 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana. 19 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 13 new cases in Lincoln County, Libby and Troy. 9 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish, and more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 484. Currently, 16 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,261 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 988,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,600,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Four candidates are running for two Bozeman School Board seats in the upcoming May election. Candidates include incumbents Tanya Reinhart and Lisa Weaver, and challengers Lauren D. and Amber Jupka. The Bozeman Education Association, the district's teachers union, has endorsed two of the candidates, Lauren D. and Tanya Reinhart. Tanya Reinhart is running for her third term on the board after first being elected 6 years ago. Weaver ran for school board last May but lost her election when Gary Lucene and Douglas Fisher both won re-election, and Leanna Burleson was elected to the board. Weaver was appointed to a vacancy on the board last June and now must run for election. Jupka and Dee are first-time candidates for school board. Both have experience in parent advisory councils at their children's schools. For voters outside of Bozeman who will vote in school elections in the 16 other districts in Gallatin County, the superintendent of schools has posted a series of responses to questionnaires it sent to school board candidates. That information is on the county website at gallatin.mt.gov. Ballots for school elections were mailed to voters last Friday and are due back by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 3rd. The spread of a mutating bird flu virus in the worst outbreak since 2014-15 has infected millions of birds in the U.S., and as a measure to try to prevent the spread of the virus, more than 24 million chickens, turkeys, and other domestic birds have been killed in the U.S. since February. Among birds, avian flu can be deadly and spread rapidly. When it's detected in a commercial poultry flock, federal rules require the birds to be killed to try to stamp out the virus. One Iowa farm laid off more than 200 employees after an outbreak forced the destruction of 5.3 million laying hens. Scientists have rising concerns about the increasing threats of animal-borne viruses spreading to people. The CDC recommends that farmers, poultry workers, and hunters take steps to protect themselves and contain the virus. No human cases have been documented from this strain of the avian flu in the U.S., but one human case was reported in Europe. This strain of the avian flu made its first appearance in North America in late November in great black-backed gulls in Newfoundland, where birds sometimes land after being blown across the Atlantic from Europe. An avian flu called highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, has been detected in a snow goose from Canyon Ferry and in a Canada goose from near Belgrade last week. HPAI is a bird flu virus and was detected earlier this month in domestic poultry in Judith Basin County and Cascade County. Several more birds from around the state are being tested for the virus. Since highly pathogenic avian influenza was first detected in the eastern U.S. in January 2022, it has spread to all four bird migration flyways, including the central and Pacific flyways, which include parts of Montana. The CDC considers the risk of HPAI spread to humans to be very low, but Montanans should take precautions when handling game birds or any sick or dead bird that they find. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks reminds Montanans to avoid contact with sick or dead wildlife. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.